I'm glad to know they're not using those online quizzes to do that. So you mentioned the heart age, and I did read a statistic suggesting that many Australians have a heart age older than the age they have on their birth certificate. Is that the case?
Yeah, so about 4 in 5 people will get an older heart age than their current age, but it really depends on which exact calculator that they use. So it's possible that you can get older heart age on one calculator but younger heart age on a different one, and it just depends which risk factors they're looking at and how they've defined normal in that calculator.
So what would be the, you know, the characteristics of an older heart, not just having been broken a few times, I imagine?
So how they actually work, they're not based on an actual measure of your heart as an organ. So how they work is they look at your most predictive risk factors for heart disease. So that's your age, gender, diabetes, smoking, blood pressure and cholesterol. And then they compare all those things to either an average for your age or an ideal level. So, for example, 120 for systolic blood pressure.
Okay, so you're kind of comparing it against somebody of equivalent age who's lived a life of an angel.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Ideal patient.
I won't be very useful to anyone who's doing one of those. So what about, that's heart, what other aspects of the body do people test?
So there's some broader ones like body age, which was recently featured on an ABC show called How to Stay Young. So that one used 23 different tests of fitness, cognitive function, as well as those same risk factors that are in heart age, and sort of combines them all together into an overall age. So that show was interesting because it showed people's reactions to all these different numbers was not very big, and then when they were told their older body age, they seem to become really a lot more motivated to do something about it.
That's your point, isn't it? That it's a bit of fun and games. It's not real medical advice, but it can lead to real change if people get a bit of a fright from them.
Potentially, but you still need to work out what exact risk factors are being measured in that calculator and which ones are actually being assessed as above normal. So that's where you probably want to get a doctor's advice if you actually want to take action based on an older age result.
Well, I'm sure it's not the most effective form of risk and public health communication, Carissa Bonner, which is what you study at the University of Sydney. I'm sure there's many other ways that are far more useful.
Yeah, so we've been comparing things like heart age to just giving someone a more straightforward measure of their risk of having a heart attack or stroke in the next 5 years, which is the recommended way that we assess risk in Australia. And what we found was that people do seem to have more of an emotional reaction to heart age, but it also decreases the credibility of the risk assessment, and it makes people think that their risk is actually higher than it really is. So that's where we would say to make an informed choice, you really need to be looking at your absolute risk of disease rather than one of these age calculators. Mm.